Mark Davis, your face says it all, really. I couldn't quite believe how Sussex have lost that game.
Yeah, very disappointing. Sort of played a really, really strong cricket for 4/5 of the game, really. Probably for 36 overs of the game, we were on top and incredibly disappointed not to win the game.
What do you put that down to in the crucial last few overs, Mark?
We weren't smart enough with the bat in hand, really. We've got to get smarter when people are taking pace off the ball. We have to get bats on the ball. And if we did that, we would have absolutely cruised that game. So, very frustrating because Nashi's played out of his socks and Stian and Nashi gave us a fantastic start in the power play. Got ourselves into a position where we could only lose it ourselves and unfortunately, that's exactly what we did.
Let's just expand on Chris Nash's innings. It was a super knocker for the third time in this. You know, he's reached 50, Mark.
He has. He's been outstanding the last three games. I mean, that should have been a match-winning knock, as I said. You know, he was the one that played the best on the pitch from both sides and he came to terms with the slowness of the wicket and the stoppiness of the wicket. So full marks to him. Just a shame we couldn't have backed him up and won the game.
People stunned around the ground. What's the reaction in the dressing room?
People are stunned. You know, well, obviously disappointed. You know, T20 is a very emotional game as well. So you can't get too high, you can't get too low, I guess. But when you lose a game, when you snatch sort of defeat from the jaws of victory, if you like, it's really, really tough. So as a group, we'll have to regroup, we'll have to dust ourselves off and come again.
And as a coach, are you annoyed by that, Mark, tonight?
I'm very annoyed. Of course I am. Extremely annoyed. I'm not quite showing it on interview, but yeah. I mean, that is annoying. You know, it's you know, we win together, we lose together as well, and everyone's responsible. It's not the people at the end or whenever it is. Everyone's responsible for wins and losses. So we'll stick close, we'll stick tight, we'll dust ourselves off and we'll come back tomorrow.
And I just wonder how important it is to have a game tomorrow. Does that give you a chance to get this out of your system rather than dwelling on it?
I think so. I mean, we've got to win the next three, really, and we're confident we can because we're playing really good cricket in this competition. And it's a shame because Ed would probably have knocked Middlesex out of the competition as well. So it's a big game. We came up short, but we're going to come hard tomorrow and make sure we win that one tomorrow.
Just coming back to Chris Nash, there was very nearly an unfortunate collision. Well, there was a collision. What actually happened to Chris when he collided with David?
He just cut his leg, so he's got a bit of a graze in his leg with the physio sorted out. And nice for Nash. He could sit up in the dressing room and rest before he went out to bat. So, no, he was okay. At one stage, it looked like, you know, might be a repeat of the Surrey performance a couple of years ago. I was thinking, so thank God for that. But no, he's fine. He's just got a bit of a scratch in his knee and he's had that sorted by the physio.
If you could take something out of this performance, you went in really with just the five specialist bowlers.
Yeah.
I know Stian could have bowled.
Sure.
What was your impression of that bowling performance?
I thought we did really well. You know, I thought our ground fielding was exceptional. I thought we caught well. So we did, as I said, we did sort of 4/5 of the game particularly well. So 36 overs of the 40-over contest, I thought we were on top. But ultimately, you've got to close games down, and we failed to do that tonight.
Gloucestershire coming up tomorrow. Just tell us a little bit about their strengths and numbers aside.
Well, I think they're a very good unit, really. I think they operate really well in what they have and the skills they have. They take pace off the ball. They've obviously got Klinger, their captain, who's a fantastic player. They've got a couple of match winners in their team, and I don't think there's a tap-in in the league. So every single team's a good team, but if we play at our best, we'll certainly beat them.
Tamal Mills didn't play tonight. What chance of him playing tomorrow and indeed Sunday at the Oval?
Probably slightly better chance for Sunday. Tomorrow's probably a little bit early. He's still feeling his hamstring, but we'll assess him again because every day he seems to be getting better. So we'll see what he's like for the Oval, and hopefully Millsy can turn out at the Oval.